Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee, on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook and on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, boy! This is the Mason Crosby Show. I'm Mitch Nellis. He's Mason. Tommy Wirtz is here as well. Mace, good weekend. Any highlights you want to share with us?
Yeah, actually, I do. I got to give Elizabeth a shout out. She scored 4 goals this weekend.
NBD, baby, no big deal.
Hat trick in her first game. She had just started last year, actually, for the first time playing like competitive soccer, like organized soccer. So she's kind of figuring it out, and I don't think she maybe has had one goal in that stretch. So something clicked yesterday, and she just became a goal-scoring like poacher around the net, found 3 goals in one game, and then found one in the second. So I just the joy in her face was so amazing. Molly, after we got back from Wisconsin, she took Charlotte, our oldest daughter, to a cheer competition in Alabama. So you know, we just went separate ways, had a fun fun little weekend, but it was awesome to see. It's always great when you see your kid just have fun. Awesome. And she told everybody, because I jokingly said, if y'all don't win, you don't get lunch, and if you score a goal, I'll get you ice cream. So
did you get 4 ice creams?
Everybody got an ice cream for the hat trick. Okay. I mean, that one was deserving for everybody.
Love it. That is awesome. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis. We are the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. Super excited to be on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Now with 99.7 FM WNFL in Green Bay, 93.9 The Game in Wausau, 710 The Game in Duluth Superior, and 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee. Follow us on social media at WI Sports Radio. That's where we're on YouTube now as well, at WI Sports Radio. Joining us now on our guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. The one, the only, Dusty Evely from Acme Packing Company. Dusty, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Listen, it's a Victory Monday, and I'm talking to you fine gentlemen about football, man. I couldn't be doing any better.
I totally thought he was wearing a creamsicle hat
in the back.
It's a pumpkin.
It is a pumpkin. Yeah.
Just
fall is upon us.
Pumpkin spice latte all day.
I love it.
Nice.
I hate pumpkin spice lattes. I just want to put that out there. I want to put that out there.
I'll drink
just so nobody questions ever.
Pumpkin and everything. Put pumpkin in everything.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. All right. Tommy, what do you feel about it?
I mean, I'm not pumpkin spice. I'm black coffee since high school.
I am too, but I'll take a pumpkin spice.
If all three of you had been pumpkin spice lovers, I might have left the
You know who loves pumpkin spice? Mike McDaniel loves pumpkin spice.
Oh, my God.
Like, let's be real.
Dude, he crushes pumpkin
spice. Aaron Glenn has tried pumpkin spice for the first time this year. Those pants are pumpkin spice pants.
That's what they do. That's the fall. You pull those pants up just a little higher after your first pumpkin spice. size latte.
Mace, there's a great video going around social media of like these two guys in their 60s, like, you know, men's men who walk into a coffee shop and they say, "We'll take two coffees black. And then he slips a note to the barista and it says two pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah, exactly.
But he can't say it out loud. So
can't do it. I wish that was how I was, but I'm for real.
You just don't like them.
I don't like them.
Yeah, that's legit. Yeah. That's all right.
But yeah, Dusty, I do like you, and I like how you break these things down. So let's get to that.
Best segue ever. Yeah, you like Crosby. Give him a radio award now.
Exactly. That's a segue award of the year going to Mason Crosby. Dusty, tell us about this game yesterday, what you've seen on film as you're kind of looking at it on Victory Monday. We're breaking everything down. I'll go to a specific. Like, what did you think about the defense other than Micah Parsons? We know what Micah Parsons did, but who else on that defense really stood out to you and had a great game yesterday?
It was kind of up and down. I mean, I think, McKinney looked good. They moved him around a little bit. Evan Williams was a bit slow on some stuff. But, man, when he's, like, filling the gap on run plays, Evan Williams is so much fun to watch. I think some of his pass stuff, maybe he's a little slow there. I think in some of that spot drop stuff when he's kind of the deep guy covering, he can be a little slow to kind of tick on some of that stuff. But him filling the gap downhill is just – it's so much fun to watch. The line had some good moments. I thought Carl Brooks, like, really, really good. But this is – I mean, I was on with you, after week one? Week two, and I know we talked about like the defensive line and how it looks so much better than we thought it was going to look. We're starting to see some cracks there, I think. Some guys up front getting pushed around a little bit more. There's been some injuries and stuff. I know they worked in, Brinson a little bit, Stackhouse seen a little bit of run. And there's just not quite the stout interior there that we kind of saw through those first couple weeks. So I think we're starting to see some cracks there. So that's something like personally kind of keeping an eye on. I haven't got a chance to go through all of the defense yet. It was a weird day yesterday. I didn't get in until very, very late. The NFL site's been slow on the film stuff, but that's been one of the things so far. Like, I think Cooper is still just an agent of chaos. He's going to miss some. He's going to make some plays. We're just crashing around. So he is just, I love watching him. I thought Quay had another good day, but that interior defensive line that we kind of had concerns about before the season, then after week two was like, oh man, the defensive line looks good. That's a spot that to me still has like still a little bit of concern going forward, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And we talked about earlier, too, like Micah Parsons being put into that like mug spot on third downs, especially it seemed like this game even more so. I don't know if that was with Van Ness out or just what they saw and what they're trying to do. Obviously, he's like an instant pressure in the middle of those in that offensive line. So like I get it. But then it also, it frees up Quay Walker, frees up Rashawn Gary. There were six sacks yesterday, which is insane. What do you foresee them doing kind of moving forward with that? If Van Ness is having a little longer, out with this injury, especially going against a savvy quarterback like Aaron Rodgers coming up this week, with what you saw last game, like, do you see that same plan moving forward or do you see him making some adjustments?
I could see kind of like the same plan with some adjustments. I mean, one of the biggest quarterbacks I've given the Packers issues so far this year, and Brissett hit some just outstanding throws down the field, but one of the biggest trends so far this year has been guys getting the ball out of their hands quickly on some of those slants, some of the short stuff. And like, that's what we know Rodgers wants to do. He's always been a very good quick game, but this year specifically, he's just been getting the ball out of his hand really, really quick. So I think having him in that kind of mug spot where you can kind of drop, where you can do some different stuff, I could see this is not something they've done a lot of. Like a lot of the zone blitz stuff when you're dropping those defensive linemen off the line to take away some of the quick stuff, I wouldn't be shocked if we see some of that worked in maybe a little bit more. Not so much like the mug and drop, just as much as replacement kind of stuff. And Rodgers is so good at that. Like he can still beat you there anyway, but kind of taking away the quick stuff over the middle. I think having Parsons as that mugger over the center, I think is a way you can kind of – you can drop Carl Brooks off the line from the middle if you've got kind of a twist off the middle, some of that stuff. So I'd be curious to see if they work that in a little bit more. I mean, Crosby was one of those guys, instant pressure in the middle, instant pressure everywhere. That guy was everywhere yesterday. Jonah Williams just could not do anything against him. But we talked about, I think, early in the season with probably be a little simpler. And then as he goes on, they probably work in some of the mug stuff. I think we're starting to see that. So I think that's going to be part of their plan. And I think against Rodgers, if you can get to some more of that kind of zone stuff and you're dropping someone off the line, but you got a twist inside with Parsons, I think that's a way you can attack the Steelers team.
I would love to see Micah drop into coverage a couple times, honestly, because I don't want my boy Aaron to have a rough night necessarily. Just, love the guy, but that is probably his Achilles heel. Like, there were some years where those were the only interceptions he threw, right? Where, a linebacker would show blitz or be in a spot that he didn't, like, recognize him, and then he'd drop underneath a quick hit route, right? So I'm sure Halfley has all that film. He's going to be diving in deep. I cannot wait for this upcoming week. But I do want to shift to the offensive side of the ball while we have you.
Yep.
And, you know, and we talked about, you know, some of the things that were going on. Tucker Kraft had some comments about getting to the details, doing some of that work. Yeah. What did you see anything in particular that, you know, just kind of led to some weird three and outs in that game that they haven't had? It feels like they haven't had a ton of like three and outs, and some of the drives too, they were having to convert third downs a lot, fourth downs a lot. Like, it was a tough sledding. So what did you see on the offensive side of the ball yesterday that might've been a little different than what they've done throughout the course of the season?
Yeah, I mean, up front, they kind of had some issues. I know Banks kind of missed some, and he got some free rushers, and that kind of messed with some of the line stuff there. I think Jordan Morgan had a pretty good day. But, like, up front, I think they did fairly well, but they let some guys through a handful of times. And then there were just some of those third downs. There was one that was just hadn't seen it in a while, guys running into each other. It was like they ran a lot of quick game in this game, like a ton of quick. They ran like stick, like the two little 5 yard outs to it. I think they ran that three times all season. They ran it like eight times this game. I think that was one of the plans, was just get the ball out quick. We're going out there. I think the Cardinals were ninth in the league giving up yards after the catch coming into this game. I think when in question, they play that funky defense. We're getting the ball out quick to the perimeter. And like, you've got to be on it when you're running a quick game. That stuff's got to be three steps out. And there was at least one instance where Golden and Williams kind of ran the same route, but they're kind of bending into each other. So they got to the break and they're both just kind of hit each other, and that threw it off. And I think that was a third down, and Love wanted to go there and it wasn't open. And I can't remember what play that was. I think it ended up being incomplete. I think he had to come back to Kraft late, and that's the one that like kind of hit the dirt like 5 yards in front of him or something. There's pressure in his face at that point. I mean, that's such a small little moment, but on third and five, Now it's done, or you're going forward on fourth and five. And it wasn't like that was the only point I remember seeing like guys run into each other. But there were certainly moments where the timing was just slightly off on that. And that's got to be the break's got to be right, man. And it wasn't even like dudes getting bullied off the line, which will happen sometimes. You know, just the break point was maybe a yard further than it was supposed to be. So Love's ready to throw, and he's got to pat the ball instead of releasing that. So some of the details on that stuff, I think we saw a little bit more. But I don't. It's one of those things where like. I was going to say a loss. This wasn't a loss. This was a relatively close win. But are there anything here that like portends failure going forward? And since they run so little quick game like that, I don't think that's like a major issue going forward. But since they leaned on it so heavily here, I think those details meant a little bit more in this game, and they weren't quite there.
Dusty, you just made the point. Dusty Evely joining us here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. And you said about what could portend, you know, negatively. What did you see from the offense that could portend positively? What did you like that you saw yesterday?
Man, Dobbs just continues to be so good. He like the little things. Every season he has improved on something. And then this year it's been the hands catch has been a little better. He had I think it was like a deep curl on like a third and seven or something, like a third and long, that he like just a little bit came back to the ball. Reached his hands out. They couldn't get it, and he came back to it. And he's always been a little iffy with his hands, but he's been really good there. I think that's been good. I think how they've used Kraft, a lot of kind of two tight end sets, kind of the chip release stuff, Kraft's feel for zone, Kraft's feel for following his blockers, I think has been really, really good. Like, in terms of that short stuff. The biggest one to me, I think just Golden getting more and more comfortable in this offense. You know, I think the offensive line, I think, is going to be a little bit of a question in terms of, I don't think they can do what they want to do in the run game. So that's going to be a little iffy, I think. But I think Golden getting more comfortable, both with blocking and receiving, feel for the routes, feel for all that. He feels like he's getting better every single week. So,
Dusty, do they even, like, does Matthew Golden have to get more comfortable in this offense, or does Green Bay have to get more comfortable with Matthew Golden in this offense? Because they went to him three times in the first drive, and he had one catch after that.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think it is, like, they will have him on stuff that it doesn't get looked at either because it's a deeper one or it's later in the progression and pressure gets there or something. I was at two games ago, maybe the last game, when they worked him in early and often, and that was really cool. I would like to see more of that. But there is still there is still times the timing on him is off. He is not a big guy, and I think his feel for getting off the line at times, he'll get kind of knocked around a little bit. So there's times where maybe he is the first read, and he gets bumped off just enough that Love has to move off him quickly enough. So I think part of that is like comfort in the offense, comfort just in the NFL, but I think they're getting better at kind of getting him free releases and all that stuff. So I do think it's a combination of both, but the way they've been working him in, the way they're getting him on, like some of that kind of quick release, using speed across the formation, and so much of kind of teams they've been playing, a lot of them like taking away the middle of the field, and that's killed them a little bit. So I think they're trying to get him a little bit more involved in the perimeter. So I think we're starting to see that, but I mean, I'm with you, dude. I would love to see like the big breakout game for him, and I felt like we were there, and it's taken like that tiny step back, but I think he's still doing really good stuff, even if there's still kind of a couple weird moments here and there.
We got Dusty Evely with Acme Packing Company joining the Mason Crosby Show here. I just want to ask, we talked about this earlier, the fourth down play. Obviously, they ran out to Haversick. They looked like they were going to kick it. Love was not happy. Felt like they wanted, like should have gone for it. And they, you know, they call a timeout, end up getting the play. Thunder made a good point earlier, though. He was up. He's like, you should just wish they would have known if they were going to go for it or not. I mean, it's third and one, third or two. Like, just have that plan already in place. What did you think about the decision? Obviously, it worked out. Just in totality, how did you feel about that whole decision to go for it on fourth down?
No, I mean, I'm pretty much always in favor of going for it on fourth. I mean, not if it's like, you know, fourth and 13 or something, like in the middle of a game. But I mean, this is something I know I'd kind of been harped on in the offseason, where like last season, the fourth down plan was not great. They weren't aggressive. They didn't go for it very much. But like how that, I think we may have talked about that as far as like how Parsons may have changed the approach on offense in terms of like what you can do. And I think that is, it's a holistic plan of when you go into a game, knowing when you call first down, knowing when you call second down, certainly when you call third down, that we're going for it on fourth. Like, you're not calling that third down play saying, all right, man, like we might not go for it on fourth. We're going to see how this goes. You're calling third down plays to go for it on fourth or not. So ultimately, I like the decision to go for it. I don't like burning a timeout and then having I'm of two minds about it, because I do like, if you're going to do it, I like being able to talk about it, think about it, go through it. What do we want? And ultimately, they got to a really good playoff of that. So that's good. But I do like, even on second down, all right, man, this part of the game, where we're at on the field, if we don't get it, because you know what your second down plan is going to look like. You probably know what your third down plan is going to look like. Depending on how these play out, you should know on second down. You certainly know by the time you're lining up on third down, are we going for a fourth down or not? And so that's been something. I mean, honestly, I think LaFleur has been better at this year. This was a weird moment. I don't know what that was, but I think you need to go into that. That's an overall plan, and it wasn't there. I like that they made the right decision eventually, but I would like if they kind of had that in the pocket already.
Dusty Evely, Acme Packing Company, joining us on this Victory Monday, Winning Monday, Breaking Things Down Monday, Everything Monday. If Detroit beats Tampa.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
But tonight, Monday, it means the Packers are the one seed in the NFC Monday.
Let's go.
Let's go. Dusty, thank you so much for jumping on today.
Appreciate you, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, absolutely. Dusty. He is Dusty Evely joining us here on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. From one kicker to another, the kicker will introduce a kicker coming up next.
Kicker.
And I'm excited. He's the new record holder for the Green Bay Packers, the longest field goal in a single game. He's got a long way to go to be the all-time franchise leading scorer, though.
Hey, but we got to give love where, you know, and credit where it's due. So I'm, you know, a celebratory, you know, passing of the torch of one record to another.
Yes. So that is next, right here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, sir.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.